Ahmed, you're recently married. You're going through an ASADA investigation. Your AFL career is on the brink. You're planning for a wedding. How tough have the last 4 to 5 months been?
Yeah, they've been pretty tough. Not just on me, on my whole family, and especially my wife. She let her organise most of the wedding, so I didn't have to do much of that. She knew what I was going through, but it was definitely tough, but I had the right people around me that supported me and got through it.
I've done a lot of talks for gambling for young kids coming through the system, and running parallel with that is drugs in sport, racial vilification, respect for women. And the drugs in sport one is a really interesting one, because young kids that come through go, oh no, I'm not going to get caught up, I'm not going to go down that path. I sit here beside you today and I just go, I cannot believe that you put your career on the line for an energy drink that you didn't even check. And I know it might sound really silly, and I might be sounding pretty tough, but can you understand that there are 5,000 kids out there that are on the doorstep of playing AFL footy that would give their right arm to be in your position, and for you not to check? Are you feeling the ramification of the opportunity you may have given up?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I'm not like all the other kids. I didn't get to play TAC Cup. I only started when I was 16, so I definitely worked hard for it, and it wasn't like it was given to me and I wasted it. I worked, you know, really hard, and I wasn't lucky enough from, you know, 8 years old to play. You know, I had to move to Egypt and came back, and it was a tough time in my life as well, and I worked really hard to get where I am. And, you know, of course, it's devastating, and it does crush me, but it's only put some fuel in me to come back better. So I don't think it's an end now. I don't think my career is over. I'm going to work hard to make sure that I'm back this year, and hopefully I can get picked up again.
You're speaking about the education before, that this year's going to be a big year for you to educate yourself. Are you going to educate others? Is part of your process to not rehabilitate yourself, but to understand what you did? And are you going to go and help the kids coming into the system? Are you going to work for the AFL, or are you going to give your story? Because I reckon it's a great wake-up call for a lot of young kids that think that, oh, you know, it's only an energy drink.
Yeah, I've taken that course a couple of weeks ago, trainer. It's the anti-doping course, and to make sure that, you know, if I can, like you said, help one or two others to not go through what I did, you know, that's enough for me. And that'll come down to a personal choice. It's not part of, you know, my rehabilitation process or the AFL have told me to do. That's something, you know, me and my managers and the club spoke about, and it's something that I thought, you know, maybe I can do it and help out, because I was an AFL multicultural ambassador, and all I want to do is help out, and that's how I got in this mess.
12 months off. Missing 12 months of footy, I don't think it's a big deal. I missed two and a half years of footy, so missing 12 months isn't a huge deal, is it?
Yeah, I don't think it is. Guys miss 12 months of doing their knee. You know, I'm still fit. I'm ready to go right now, so all I've got to do is make sure I stay in shape, and I don't have to go through that rehab process and strengthening my body. And, you know, I've already had that from a good pre-season so far that I've done, and I'll continue to do that in the next 12 months.
Do you know what you want to do next year? I mean, if someone called in and said, listen, I've got this job for you, would you be up for it?
I don't know. As long as I'm not staying in an office 9 to 5, I'll think about it.
But it's a really good opportunity, because you've got 12 months off. You can get your personal life under control. You can start setting yourself up for life after footy. As I said, 24 years of age. You miss a year. You've still got 5 or 6 years of footy left. You come back out and you've already got a year of work experience under your belt. You've got to be positive about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it's kind of a foundation this year I want to set for myself. Use it as a positive year, like you said, and make sure that at the end of my career, and hopefully I do come back in AFL next year, whether it's for a year or five, at least I've got something that I've set for myself. And, you know, even when I'm back at footy, I can do it as well, part-time. So, like you said, it will be a positive 12 months, and I'm definitely not, you know, dwelling on it, and I'm going to sit at home and cry about it. So, yeah.
But I want to ask you about the Bombers. We've seen a huge interest in the Essendon Football Club and what happened. Do you think it was poor timing, or do you think it was unlucky timing that you were almost side-by-side with the Bombers going through what they were going through and what you had to go through?
Yeah, I guess that's just the luck of things. We both felt, you know, there was a big investigation on Essendon, and obviously there was an investigation on myself, so it was kind of a two-in-one kind of thing.
Poor timing.
Thanks so much, mate, for coming in. We appreciate it. It's great to hear you talk about it. It's great to hear the positive outlook in 2014. You might have to get a real job, mate. Might be the only downer. But again, thanks, Anne William. You too, mate. Thanks for coming in, and we appreciate it.